Come on. Work, please.
Stop report recording button.
Work, please. Everything is just going great.
After command, after one listener, one listener, peak two. Streaming by visited links allowed. Live chat. No next, no messages. Send a message. Send chat read. Enable chat read. The checkbox not checked. Thermal audio. Under main description. Some other two listeners, peak three. Live chat description. No messages. Send a message. Chat read. Enable chat read. The checkbox not checked. Checked. Output asserted. Screen out of content. Audio link. Current remote. Audio. Link. The unfully respected creator. Full rights to the separator. Main and marks. Side one. Out of side. Side one. Create 1.1. 2.2.2.6. 3.8. 3.4. Like this rich, no messages.
Should be good now.
After main other two listeners speak for Apple Music content grouping. A song, Apple schedule your world for watch up, create a command. Joseph, I'm asked what credentials would I need if I'm going to stream to the site for this error? A song of schedule your will. A song of schedule your chat. Can't be okay. Create a song of schedule. Joseph exists. Chat's muted.
Just dream and keep on being the way I am.
This read like no next, no messages yet.
Cool.
Out of main button, three listeners speak for. Schedule your Apple Music column, 3 Apple top results grouping top. Your Apple YouTube toggle lyrics, airplay volume, the way outside of action, do not read, skip for pause, but skip, shuffle toggle button, layout, not selected, all play level, paper, country, that rock, not rank, that rock. Thin playlist, one edit, remove after play. Play after play, play that rock, hard, well, that rock, not level, shuffle, skip, pause button. A song of creators, like this read like no message. Apple catch.
Vibe Vendor says, can you do a little test for me?
What do you mean?
No next heading. Live chat, the Vibe Vendor link to the next heading on you.
What should I be?
The Vibe Vendor says, go to your notifications tab on this or a new tab. Up to you.
Okay.
Let's see. You. Alert with notifications visited. Thermal alert with main and mark notifications. Heading level 1. Main and enable alert with you like to receive push notifications on this device. Enable push notifications button. Enable button. Main and mark. Under and main and mark. Enable push notifications button.
Very good.
No notification button. Enable push notifications. No notification button. Enable push notifications. Content info and marks. Content button. No button. No notification button. Enable push. No notification button. Enable push. No notification button. Enable push. Main and mark. Enable push notification with you. Heading level 1. Noted with you like to receive enable push. Content info and our agreement link. Alert with under and mark. Navigate main and mark. Enable push notification.
Browser's permissions alert.
No notice button enable push notice. All the open chat is great here. All the up with each visit. Phone the open chat is address and new site. All the open content info and receipt set. Main and search edit and search button. Main and mark enable push notice.
I'm not seeing one.
All the would you like to receive push notifications on this device. Enable content in main and mark search button. Main and mark enable push notifications
button. Just dropping me on this one. That's not it.
Content info and git button. All the open address and chat is great here. All the open. All the chat is page button. Address and search on new site. All the open. Address and new site information button secure.
Yeah, I'm not.
All the open. Main and no previous heading.
It's not actually giving me like a pop-up, it's just an enable notifications button here.
The Vibender says weird.
I'm on Brave, by the way. I don't know if you caught that.
That's not true. After the main and button 3 listeners speak for. Live chat, the Vibender link, no next heading. Schedule your what?
The Vibender says. For.
The next heading. All the open. Talk you.
The Vibender says we need to debug this later.
Main and mark heading level 1 with the button enable push notifications.
Yeah,
no button enable push notifications. That's not creators and.
Catch
up. Thanks for that chat. Cut up and Tessigo and That's not creators. Out of main and button 3 listeners speak for button play.
Cool.
Live chat. No.
Let's see if I can do it on my phone here. can't get it to work on here either, but actually it's pretty fresh. Nope, nothing. I'm very low energy today, I think. I went to bed at 2 and then I woke up at 9.
No next. The night's ending. Out of remain and heartless and fully set of speed. No next.
Alright, hopefully this should work out.
Radiant says, oh yeah, I also didn't get the browser pop-up for giving it permission for push notifications.
Yeah. I'm on Brave. I don't know if it's a Brave thing, because Brave does... I think Brave blocks pop-ups, so that could be part of it.
No next.
So when did y'all tune out? Did you hear about my hatred of Chicago? Or the trailer for Evil Dead? I want to figure out where things glitched out. Wow. Oh, good. This is a good one. This is a really fun song to sing when you're drunk. Because you can just yell. My gosh. You can just kind of yell to it, and it's fun. But when I drink, I think I sing a lot of, like, The Lion King for some reason.
Radiant says, can you do the impression, P?
No. No, I have to really be like zoned out or not really paying attention. Because last night I was playing Battlegrounds or playing a game and was humming along to one of these songs, and then someone said they liked the song, and I was like, oh shit, I didn't remember I was even on here.
After the main button, three listeners, speak six. I'm just radiant, sing radiant, no net.
Nobody likes it. Good song though. I remember hearing it a lot when I was younger, but not really understanding it. It's a classic for a reason.
Now John at the bar is a friend of mine.
Out of command, button 3 listeners speak 6. Thermal deal, but not chat ready, radiant, ready, no net, heading on YouTube, impression out of main, not a free listener, not chat, no sense, chat, free, enable chat, output, no. Assertive, but not screen, with enable chat, read the chat box, not checked, checked, checked. Button, content, or the link, however, the unfold inquiry, respective, full rights, study, or separator. Main, and marks, either one. Rex, 1.1. 4. 3.4. Not chat, radiant, link, to the radiant, no net.
See what all the overpriced cosmetics are.
Now Paul is a real estate novelist who never had time for a wife. And he's talking with David,
see if it's
who's still in the Navy and probably will be for life.
There we go.
Saturday, and the manager gives me a smile, 'cause he knows that it's me they've been coming to see, to forget about life for a while. And the piano, it sounds like a carnival, and the microphone smells like a beer, and they sit at the bar and put bread in my jar and say, man, what are you doing here?
Ryar says good song is one.
Yeah, it is.
Sorry, I was just reading a thing. Just
kind of hanging out. Like I said, kind of low energy today. It's, I was up late. I was up early. And, I got stuff to do today. But, don't really want to do any of it. It's mostly homework. Oh, this is a good one. This is another 8-minute song.
No next, Cheyon, no next. Out of main, out of 6, listen of 7. No
Ryar says, oh my lord, let's fucking go.
Cheyon, no next.
Yep.
Catch what you're worth. Fintan, I bought what? The night lender, MC. The night lender, goodness, you're the worst in debugging. Giving me little droplets of info at a time when you have a night. That's on the song, no next.
February made me shiver with every paper I deliver. Bad news on the doorstep.
Out of mainland, my cousin, Exeter, speak now.
Wow, like, we're next. Still growing, still growing.
I can't remember if I could.
But yeah, I was talking earlier about,
his widowed bride.
I don't even remember. I don't know where I'm going with this.
Ryar says, I love his starting boss. The part till he starts strumming the guitar.
Yeah, it's good. They did a Star Wars parody of it. A lot of good piano. I think this is like, in my mind, this is the only song he ever made. I've never heard anything else he's made, but I don't think he really got much more popular than this song. Like, true one-hit wonder. I don't know anything else he made. Maybe that just makes me a normal.
Ryar says that is sad. He has a fine voice.
Yeah. Pretty good. You have faith in God above. If the Bible tells you so. How do you believe in rock and roll? Kind of reminds me of. Save your mortal soul and can you teach me how. I'm trying to think of who he sounds like and I can't figure it out. All I know is I love how drums in this stuff sounded in the 70s. There's something about it.
Out of the mainland, hot button, 7 liters of speak now. Right, channel next.
I gotta think of something to do. Let's keep going on the tone. I don't know what that should be, though. I don't really have anything. I don't have any games where I can just shut off the music in the game that Luke is playing. Because it'll clash. The only game I've been playing on here recently is, DK3. And, that's not really. It's a very loud game. For the king and queen in a coat, he borrowed from James Dean and a voice. Also, not a game. I don't think I'm a good game streamer because I kind of zone out too. Like, I'm just. I gotta learn how to do this. Some people are just naturally good at it. And I think I'm good at talking. Which, because I never shut up. But, like, I'm much better at talking with people, not so much at.
Catch up, your. This chair is made some. Have a run.
So, Why was I hearing double that?
Shirayar says someone ought to try blind drive with commentary. Also, I see what he means.
I'm not good at bouncing off of nobody. That's why I'm kind of depending on chat, because I can talk to y'all and hang out and kind of my vision. I'm trying to think of like the unique things I could do, and I'm not really getting that. I think.
Shirayar says, "When will you sing for your fans?"
Never. I have not. I'll play. I mean, there's D&D this weekend. That should be fun. I wish, though, that I didn't have to pause so much when I speak, because. No, sorry. Because I hope, through my writing at least, that I look more eloquent than I sound when I speak. Because when I speak, I pause, I say a lot, because I think I speak faster than my brain can comprehend, and I have a lot of things to say, and I'm trying to formulate them in my mind before I say them, and then I boggle myself. Or maybe the whiskey is just making me stupid. It's the cost of fun game nights.
Shirayar says, I have this problem as well, so I understand. I literally get breathless while speaking casually, which is often annoying.
Yeah, I get that too. And I think it might just be because I'm out of shape, but also, I grew up around smokers, so there's probably some of that too.
After edit, after streaming, I'm button, I'm streaming, I'm listening, I'm speaking, I'm just reading. Catch up your will, I'm...
So yeah, I don't know, I gotta figure out a niche for myself, because I don't think I'm a gamer. Chatting only works when the chat is active, and I do D&D once a week. Not once a week, but I do D&D sometimes. I don't know. I am gonna start actually, speaking of D&D. I mentioned this yesterday, but I think I'm going to start working on a setting book for Kirindor. But I got to figure out how exactly I'll do that. But the man there said the music wouldn't play. Because I think there's a lot of art involved, there's a lot of game design involved, and I think I'm decent at game design. I like to think I'm trying to be more gracious with myself and give myself more credit for my strengths, but I don't know, it's daunting, and my issue is it's very hard to take that first step and start climbing. But I'd like to do it. I'd like to I would really like to write that book. There's a couple people I know, not personally, but know of, who have written D&D books, and I'm wondering if I should reach out to them. Because there's the Dungeon Dudes, who are behind the Drakenheim stuff. I don't know if they have a whole world like me. Well, they have to. But I don't know if they have, like, when they publish their Drakenheim books, they kind of focus in on the city of Drakenheim more narrowly, and I kind of want to do like a whole world overview. But my problem is, it's so ever-changing that I feel like I'm going to publish a book and then 2 days later be like, fuck, I'm going to have to put something major in that wasn't in this book. And I guess I could release supplements, but that really only works for digital editions. Oh, this was the song I got focused up in and was singing to yesterday.
Music 100%. Music volume minus 8. A song out of mainland smart seven listeners speak 9. Live chat K-O-K-O-L-E-K-O, no next. Heading, I have this problem.
Someone told me long ago.
I like this song. Oh, but yeah, no, I think...
Shriar says, how practical would it be to have it only be digital?
K-O-L-E, no next. Heading.
I mean, probably pretty practical, but... Because that fully depends on if people will even buy it. Because there's this website called DMs Guild where you can put up a bunch of, like... You can put up a bunch of source material, and a lot of it is digital and just PDFs, but I don't know how often they're even able to release updates to them. I've never gotten updates to stuff on DriveThruRPG where I've bought a bunch of stuff, so I'm not really sure. I have to see. Because when Wizards of the Coast releases a setting book.
Shriar says, have you considered showing sneak peeks or something of the sort for Patreon subscribers? When you at last begin writing that book. Perhaps
maybe.
On a whole new tier, maybe even along with something else included.
I kept talking before the chat was done, sorry. I could, yeah. I actually have to get that off the ground, though, and... I don't know. I gotta find time to do it, and it's gonna be very slow. I think I'll probably end up just doing, first of all, some design for some, like, class design. Sorry. Class design, and then, like, world lore later. Because, sorry, this is gonna bother me. There's, like, a whole bunch of books on the bottom shelf here, and they keep tipping over and irritating me. But the problem with that is the Patreon is for the Kyoloran players as a whole. But you know, I don't want
to
put a higher tier for just this book because I don't know how many people even play D&D. I don't know what the purpose would be. There would obviously have to be other things attached to it, like just like a tier for like preview builds or versions of content in general, but like I don't know, I'm wary of doing that because you know I guess a lot of other creators have done it where you can pay for early access to stuff. But the issue is with those are pretty, like, consistent. For example, you get early access to these builds because, but you get them, like, every week. And I don't know if I can do that because, as you can see with the audio, as it is, I had to learn. That was a learning experience, and I think I've learned my lesson. Sorry, hold on. I think I learned my lesson there. I was thinking too big, and then tried to give y'all a god brawl every couple months, and that wasn't gonna work. But yeah, we're figuring that out. But basically, the whole thing is, I don't know if I want to give a tier just for the D&D book because. I don't know how many people play D&D. I don't know how, you know, I'd want to make it more worthwhile. And I'm still trying to think of ideas on that one. Because, you know, the whole team is going to be beholden to some of it. The D&D project is kind of a personal one. I mean, I'll of course take help where I can get it, because... This is going to be an absolute daunting task, and I'm still not even sure I'm going to go through with it. Though I do want to make a Veil Knight class for D&D, which I think I could do on its own. But other than the book, like, whatever I would put in that thing would be... But yeah, I'm gonna look up some emails of some creators and reach out to them and ask for some advice and really do this research, and then I don't know, I'd have to figure out. Just, I'm not as, like, I'm not a D&D content creator, so the odds of the book, like, having all that community backing is kind of low, but at the same time, probably not. I don't know, but that is just an idea I've had floating around for the past couple of months, and I kind of want to look into that, because it sounds like fun. Because I play D&D, and I enjoy it, but I don't know, I'm starting to notice the limitations of the system sometimes, but still a fun one, and I love to play it, and I love to get people together to play it, because everyone usually has some fun, gets some laughs. One of my favorite quotes of all time came from the D&D campaign I was in. It was, So we went to this necromancer's house, and we were supposed to confront him because a paladin told us he was being kind of a nuisance. And my friends were like, okay, we're going to go into the shower and we're going to murder him. And I was like, why? And they go, because he's evil. He's evil. We got to kill him before he does evil things. And he was like, he never said he was evil. He just said he was annoying. And I think that's become a friend group quote that we use kind of a lot. It's fun. D&D has no a next. Lot of fun. Out of main item, main item 7 list of content info. No next edit feed. Main item, no next edit feed. Okay, here I go being paranoid. Main description. A song of the next list of speak 9. Live chat, share, no next edit. Have you considered showing sneak peeks for some sentence? Chat reader, enable chat reader, checkbox not checked. Chat reader button, enable output, enable chat reader, checked. Grouping out of group. Button. Content audio link, the unfollowing to a special. Shiraiar says yet no, that sounds super stressful. Forcing yourself to make art or work on something you ordinarily care about like that is not good. Also, are there any particular books that you took inspiration from for parts of KD lore/location/races and such? I wanted to ask you this for a bit. I thought of this a bit ago. Kinda, like I said, the creation of Kirindor was kind of by accident. Because I wanted to make a map on Sketchbook, because all I had back then, that would let you feel kind of the experience of Hero of Kendrickstone. But I didn't want to copy that one-to-one, or really at all. I just kind of wanted the vibe. Like, you know, peasant child in, goes to the big city to find adventure. I think that's a pretty universal hero's journey thing. And I was like, well, I like the vibe of that other one. I wonder if I could do the same. But then I was like, well, I gotta put lore around here, and I gotta put lore around here, and I was like, alright, well, and then it just kept growing and growing. Let me think. Good question. I guess I got somewhat inspired. I don't even know anymore. Like, My inspirations are many, because I was a big Drizzt fan when I was in my teens. I read most of the books. I can't continue because they have become something that I really don't like. I read Aragorn when I was in my teens. Well, no, I read Aragorn. I think I started when I was like 8. And then I read, like, a bunch of other fantasy books like that. I've been watching Lord of the Rings since I was 7 years old. It was kind of my destiny to really like fantasy and stuff like that. So I just kind of, it's kind of sprinklings of all of it. It's not, like, meant to be a ripoff. I don't think it is. I think I've done a good job of putting in the cozy elements that I like, but putting my own twist on them. And then other days I'm like, oh god, that's so derivative, even though it really isn't. I don't know. I'm trying not to sit here and make this a whole self-glazing thing, because I do think I have made mistakes with it in certain cases. I've corrected them to the best of my ability, but I know there's going to come a time, like 6 months down the line, I'm going to look at something and be like, damn, I really wish I hadn't done it like that. But, you know, it's just kind of a mix of, like, a lot of things. Just all the movies that movies, TV that I've kind of consumed over the years.
Out of group main and Marcus on Twitter, don't seven listeners speak nine. Live chat group. Share no net.
Here you go. Weirdest armed robbery ever.
Things are okay with me these days. Got a good job, I got a good office. I got a new wife, got a new life, and the family is fine. Oh, lost touch long ago. Lost weight, I did not know. You remember I looked so nice after so much time. You remember those days hanging out at the village green.
Mortal Kombat.
Oh, you drop a dime in a box, play a song about New Orleans.
Choose wisely.
Cold beer, hot lights, my sweet romantic teenage nights.
I ended up, I don't know, so I have been prepping for our game on Saturday too. I've been planning for our game on Saturday. I ended up having to create a whole new city in the middle of it because I was like, I'm realizing now that the eastern half of this continent has no major port city. Like, anything. The closest thing is Keloran, which is on an island to the east of it. Like, that's not gonna work, so I had to build a new city in there. And you guys won't have to go there, but it is now on the map. It's not on the audio map on, not on the audio map yet. I don't know if it will be. Because I don't think that map has the room. I don't think I scaled it correctly enough. Because, like, the lake and the market should not be that mashed together. Everything should be a bit further apart. Actually, no. Yeah, like, the market is supposed to be closer to the city. And, kind of on the border, one side of the lake, and a little bit, maybe a little bit away from it, and then the coast is supposed to be further off, and I really don't think I have the room for it anymore. I'll have to go take a look and then figure out where I'm gonna put it. But it's gonna be, like, over the river, like, it's at the river mouth, so the river's gonna cut straight through the middle of it. Aren't I riveting?
No next, Charlie, no next, heading ready, no out of mainland, out of listeners, speak none. No next.
Shariar says, honestly, man, I like the market as it is. In my opinion, it's better being a bit far from the city. Also, perhaps you should fill the map with more villages and such. The area east of Rengard feels very empty. I think some settlements would really help.
Kinda, but you gotta have some open, like, space. Like, there's gotta be room for farmland there. Also, I don't want to... The thing about that is, like, I don't really know if I want to put a bunch of little tiny villages on the map, because, like, I think I put Grey Patch on there because it's kind of important and it's where the world was born for me. It's... As villages go, it's going to be pretty normal. It's going to have a lot of history to it, but it's not really going to be, like, the most 100... But then, like, I don't want to fill the whole map up with tiny little villages, because then the map feels small, because everything's, like, all the villages are there. So everything feels really overpopulated. So there's going to be, like, a lot of farmland there. There'll be some villages here and there, but I think they're going to end up being, like, just in the world, but not so much on the map. Like, you know, I could totally throw up a village that's...
The bystander says hot. Six listeners beat nine.
Nice. Very nice. I think I can throw up, like, a few villages, like, to the east there, but you'll end up going through them rather than seeing them on the world map. So, like, just having, like, a little river village or two along it will be fine. It's just I'm not going to put them on the map because they're going to be so tiny that it would be hard to represent them anyway. And, yeah. So I think there'll be, like, river villages along that whole thing, and then...
Jiraiar says, yeah, I see.
Yeah, yeah.
No next, chaotic, no next, heavy. Out of main item 6 list, streaming bot 6 list, and of peak 9, live chat.
6, 9, nice. But yeah, I think I've covered all my bases with, like, the major settlements. I don't know, I was talking about it last night, and I'm like, yeah, so... You gotta get from... Whatever, I'm not... Sorry, that's a whole other tangent I don't really need to go on right now, but... No, I'm excited for everything. I gotta put that city on the audio map. I've made a couple updates, actually. Recently, so I gotta get those to Bender at some point. Yeah. A lot of Billy Joel today. Anthony works in the grocery store, saving his pennies for Sunday. Mama Leone left a note on the door. She said, Sonny, move out to the country. Ah, but working too hard can give you a heart attack. You wanna know by now who needs a house out in Hackensack? Is that all you get for your money? I am getting art done a few more now, so I'm pretty excited about that. That'll be cool. Mama, if that's moving up, then I'm moving out. There's a couple other things I want to show off soon. I don't know if I can yet. Well, part of them I gotta wait because I don't have the coding ability, but. I wrote something cool that should be available.
Jiraiar says, will we get more interesting subterranean places? Have you thought about them much? Also, this is good song.
Chaotic heading like, will we get more interesting subterranean places? Have you thought about them much? Also, good song.
I guess there's a couple of places. So there's that fortress in the mountains, well, built inside a mountain that's used by, like, this whole rogues network. Fills like a whole mountain, so you can, like, go through there. There's the dwarf stuff. There's, like, some dwarven stuff underground. But I guess not really. Thinking about it, like, I could put some stuff
in
Akaros. So I put up this watchtower recently, and I think the watchtower itself can be pretty normal, but then, like, below it have some, like, kind of, I don't know, I don't want to really do, like, an Underdark thing, because I feel like every fantasy world has had almost one of those, and I don't want to do, like, a sprawling underground cave network that connects everything and everyone. But, like, I don't know. I haven't much thought of it. So I guess I'll have to see. I can think on that, because I've done a lot of overland stuff, but not so much under... Well, there is that Lake Celestioris, that I could look into... Again, that whole, like, prison like underground city thing. That I kind of, yeah, that is gonna be something interesting, but that's not really well known to the above ground population. So I guess we'll see.
Yeah, that is not available. Wait, this is on 10%.
Oh, Shayar, you should recognize this. This is from that movie.
Make a one man weep, make another man sing. Change a hawk to a little white dove. More than a feeling, that's the power of love.
Shryar says Back to the Future.
Yep. Sure is.
Out of three main button, fully set up, speak nine, and three button. Play button.
Well, I think I'm going to give my voice a break, and I'm a little bit low energy right now, so I'm going to end here for now, but thanks y'all for sticking around listening to me ramble. It's fun to talk about the things I'm into, so I'll do this as often as I can. Alright,
and three buttons. Dryar says bye. This was good stuff.